Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, unique 100-bed medical and addiction care facilities under development at Usher's Island by Dublin Simon Community. The first-of-a-kind health and addiction care facility will be up and running in the coming months. And yesterday, our reporter Brian O'Connell got an exclusive tour inside this facility and met some of those who are driving the project, as well as one person who's benefited from Dublin Simon's services. And Brian, it's a very significant development in the provision of health care for Dublin's homeless community.
Yes, good morning, Claire. I think it's fair to say that there have been very few good news stories, when it comes to homelessness in recent years. This is probably one of the most significant developments in that area in decades. It's a new six-storey over-basement facility. It's going to essentially be a one-stop shop for homeless healthcare needs. So it will treat specific conditions. You're going to bring health, addiction and recovery services together on the one site. And this will be for a community of people who are rough sleeping or who are homeless. And as well as that, one section of the facility will be for people with infectious diseases. So we're talking here about HIV, hepatitis C. So their needs will be met in a very appropriate community setting. And obviously there'll be links with nearby medical facilities as well. So this new state-of-the-art facility, it will relieve essentially some of the pressure on the city emergency department and health services. It is due to open, as you said, in a couple of months' time. But yesterday I got an exclusive tour inside with Rory O'Moore, who's Senior Project Development Manager, and you'll also hear from Magella Darcy, who's Director of Programmes.
We're here at Usher's Island today, and obviously this is a building site and it's still under construction. Usher's Island is going to be a very unique building and service, and one it's definitely the first in Ireland, probably one of the first in Europe, providing this scale of service and this level of treatment and recovery for its clients. Okay, so we're now going up the stairs to the first floor accommodation, and on this floor we'll have the bloodborne virus unit. So this now is a purpose-built, purpose-designed, so everything is bespoke to our experience of what the clients need. Okay, so we're now going to go into one of the bedrooms. We have 100 bedrooms in the facility, and every bedroom is ensuite. Really, the design principle we took was hotel quality accommodation. They want to be in the space. That's what we're trying to create. And the third floor is the step-up, step-down service, which is a service for people who are going to attend hospital services.
Step-up, step-down unit is a unit which provides step-up from the community for clients who find themselves homeless and who need to have some kind of intervention to help them to address their health concerns. That could be anything from having a severe infection, having to go to hospital to prepare for an operation. And then we also have step-down beds, and step-down beds are basically clients who are in hospital in some of the major hospitals in Dublin who don't need to be there.
And in a way it also relieves the pressure valve a little bit on our ED departments and on some of our hospital wards.
Absolutely. So if we have 100 people in here on any given night, a good percentage of those clients would have ended up in emergency department or in acute hospital beds, and it's probably not where they need to be. Also, you don't need to be in a hospital, but if you have nowhere else to go, you will end up in an emergency department. You're taking up valuable beds, but you're also not getting the care that you actually need at the point of contact.
And that's Magella Darcy, and we do hear a lot about the lack of detox beds for people who want to try and break their addictions. So Brian, the new facility will build on the existing services that are already there.
It will, and it will ensure additional capacity for people who want to detox. The real attraction really is then when you come out of that detox facility, the follow-on services that you need, they're all based on the site. So you're not essentially having to travel to various parts of the city to try and access your healthcare needs. They also plan to cater for more women as well. We know in European terms, Claire, we have been significantly under-resourced in terms of what they call low-threshold detox beds, especially as the homeless and housing crisis worsened. So really, this facility will go some way towards addressing that gap. While the building site and the building continues on site, you could probably hear some of it in the background. You're going to hear in this next clip the detox unit nurse manager, now NJ, speaking, and she told me about what things were like before now. And I also asked Magella, how will the facility be funded into the future?
We had a limited number of beds. we had about 10 beds. So with this facility, we are hoping to get as many people as we can to access our services. Okay, so we used to have very long waiting lists, and it's still the norm up to now.
And with the new facility, do you anticipate those waiting lists might come down?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, because we're going to have more beds.
In terms of funding, Magenna, how did it come about?
The funding, so the capital funding was for the build, and that was from the Department of Housing. And then for the operational annual running costs, that would be via the Department of Health and the HSE. Any given night, there would be 100 homeless adults in this facility, but also in a year, you would see 870 homeless adults actually going through this service. It's actually a very good cost savings in terms of the overall healthcare in Ireland, and compared to maybe an acute hospital bed, we would provide savings of up to 67% for the HSE.
So what's the annual running cost, do you think?
The annual running cost is within the region of 12 million annually.
And is that commitment, like, there's no danger here in 2 to 3 years' time we have a new government and suddenly you're scrambling looking for funding?
I don't think there's any danger in a few years' time. I guess at the moment we're still in negotiation with the HSE, so we really wouldn't anticipate that the Department of Health or the Department or the HSE could not fund such a service because it's so valuable.
The
commitment is there. This is a no-brainer.
Now, we should point out, in terms of the need for a facility like this, Brian, we do have some information around this, don't you?
Yes, and Dublin Simon have produced quite a lot of data. Just to give you a snapshot, Claire, over half of people who use Simon projects and services have at least one diagnosed physical health condition. About half as well have at least one diagnosed mental health condition, while two-thirds of respondents to a Simon survey use alcohol. 30% of people have one complication arising from their alcohol use. So you can see a very vulnerable population with quite complex health needs. Studies have shown the fragmentation of health services have made it really more difficult for this community to try and access their healthcare needs. So once Ushers Island opens in the coming months, more than 800 clients will go through the facility a year. That's an increase of about 50%. So the impact that will have will be quite significant.
And you spoke to one man who was in a really difficult place in his life and then managed to turn it around by availing of the type of service we're talking about today and the type of service that would be based on this site.
I spoke with Clive Dixon, who says himself 2 years ago he was very close to death after being on the streets. He was a chronic drug user since the age of 14. He spent time in prison for crimes which were related to his drug use, but his life essentially turned around when he got that appropriate medical and therapeutic intervention, the kind of which will be available at this new facility now. We chatted first about what life was like for Clive when he was in the grips of chronic addiction coupled with homelessness.
I've been homeless since I was 14. You know, I left home and I've been on the streets for a long, long time, where I got into the depths of addiction, and that led me into a chronic lifestyle of prison, institutions, homelessness and hospitals. I've been on that merry-go-round now for the last 30 years. I nearly died 2 years ago. I thought Dublin Simon was only homeless services. I did not know that they had these kind of facilities.
And did you have a combination of health issues as well?
I had an awful lot of health issues. I was in and out of hospital. It was the taxpayers' money that I had to pick up the pieces of that.
At times then, when you would have wanted to detox, like, how difficult was it to try and access a detox bed?
Very difficult. You could be waiting up to 9 months, as we know, 11 months. When I wanted it, I was just waiting that long.
But then 2 years ago, as you said, you were very, very sick. And what changed?
There's a great team up in James's, and they came down and set me down, and they didn't want to put me back into mainstream hostels. They were telling me, you're going to die. As I was laying in the bed for them few months that I was there, I wanted something else. I wasn't ready to die, you know. So I put my trust in their hands.
They could offer you a kind of a wraparound services, basically.
Yeah, they wrapped the services completely around me, and it wasn't just me physical needs, me mental needs, it was me emotional needs. It was a complete MOT. That's the only way I can describe it. And today I'm so grateful to Dublin Simon for giving me back my life. You know, I know I put in the work, but they were the ones that pushed me gently.
Good for Clive. I'd say he certainly did put in the work, and it shows that most people who want help, like, it's just a matter of making sure that the services that are available to them are the right services, Brian.
Absolutely. You have to meet people where they're at, essentially. You know, Clive lives in a Dublin Simon recovery house now as well. He's up before five every morning, he was telling me. So he goes to a day programme, actually goes into prisons now, speaking about his recovery. And he has plans for the future. Perhaps there might even be a role for him in this new facility when it opens sometime around the summer. So life is good for Clive now. But I did ask him, Claire, to describe for me what it was like on his worst day when he was in addiction before he got those supports.
The worst day was down line when he's sticking needles in my groin, haunting people, causing devastation. Mm. Absolutely hate it.
It's very hard to match you with that person because you're such a mildly spoken person today. You seem a person full of empathy.
See, when you're in the depths of addiction, you do things that you thought was never enjoyed you. Yeah, and today, when I think back at that, sometimes it consumes me.
And you have to let that version of you go too, don't you?
Yeah, they say I have to visit your past to have a future. I visited my past. I know some people that I've hurt mightn't feel the same way, and all they can do is apologise for that.
What difference do you think it will make when the service is up and running?
The way I can describe this, yeah, it's going to save the HSE money. It's going to save lives, basically, that's what it is. All the services under one roof. There's no other facilities like this.
And it means as well for people like yourself who would have been in and out of hospital quite a lot, it might reduce the number of times somebody might have to access an emergency department, might have to go to a GP, might have to go to a clinic.
Definitely. There'll be an awful lot of less waiting time, and it can only do good, you know.
And your testament to the fact that your life can change 360 degrees.
People had no hope for me. I hadn't got hope for me, you know. Here I am today. I used to have an identity as a drug addict, as a criminal. I have an identity today, and it's not that. It's a man in recovery, and it's a facilitator going on spreading the word. And Dublin Simon gave me back that. And I'll always be grateful to him for it.
So what does the future hold for you?
I'm an expert by experience.
You've walked the walk.
I've walked the walk. I've lived it. So I'm hoping to come back and help people.
That's Clive there. So when is this going to open, this facility, Brian?
Well, the plan is by the summer it should be ready, maybe even before. I've just put up some videos and pictures on Twitter, so you get a sense of where it's at the moment. There will be over 100 staff on site. There'll be links to GP services. There'll also be a pharmacy on site as well, 50-seater restaurant, living rooms, consultation and therapy rooms. I mean, it really is a unique, as I said, facility in European terms. All of the supports available on site, in an effort, I suppose, not only to help treat people's mental and physical well-being, but to help them ultimately take another step on the road to ending homelessness, which really is the ultimate aim.
Brian, thank you very much. And thank you to Dublin Simon Community for allowing Brian to have a sneak peek of that new facility on Ushers Island. Now, still to come in the next hour of the programme, hundreds of thousands of people are told that they may have toxins linked to cancer in their water supply. Why do we love cookery shows on television, and which is your favourite? Also, physicist Shane Bergen on the science of sound. That's all on the way.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.